Hi everyone, and welcome to week 5, module 5 of the Self-Love Adventure, and we are going to talk about other people today. So this is a pretty big week, a lot of stuff, a lot of memories that can be tapped on relating to other people and what we, how we feel about ourselves. Literally there could be hundreds of memories, and one of the things I just wanted to bring up, because there can be so many memories, as I mentioned in the workbook, if you've had a chance to review it already, is that we often just believe whatever anyone else says. We, even though we wouldn't believe them if they told us, like, oh, so-and-so won the World Series, and we're like, what? You don't know what you're talking about. If they tell us that we are dumb or ugly or in some way not good enough, we totally believe them. So instantly they have credibility when they're making any judgments against us. Or if we don't believe them fully, it just never leaves our consciousness, and then we add it to the pile of evidence that we're accumulating to prove this bad thing about ourselves. And we are always on the lookout to find ways that, you know, find things that are negative about us. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, in the webinar, I think, and maybe I've mentioned it again, we have been programmed to look out for the negative because that's the thing that can cause us the most pain and can actually cause death if it's negative enough. I use the analogy of the poison berries. One poison berry can cause death, but, you know, if you know 10 good berries or 11 good berries, you're fine. You know, it doesn't really matter if you're aware of every single good berry out there, but you do need to be aware of all the negative. So we totally focus on the negative, and when someone else points it out, even, I mean, it could be the neighbor we hate next door or down the street that is so annoying, and they say one thing about us, and then we, oh, is that true? We complain about it, and that's not true, is it? We try to get verification from all of our friends and family that they're crazy, even though we know they're crazy. So it's just one of those things that just really sticks with us. So like I said, there can be hundreds of memories in this category. If you just can keep writing and writing, that's great. Keep doing it. You probably, it would be very unusual if you had to tap on every single memory you wrote down, because just like the other example I gave about the forest and the trees, you basically have a forest of memories, and each tree is a memory. And then you tap on the one memory, and when that tree falls over, it often knocks down other memories so that you don't actually have to tap on them. And the way that you can really tell that a memory is pretty much resolved or cleared is if you just kind of have a hard time remembering it very well, because generally when we have a memory that's important to us, we remember weird details about it. But when you can't really access the memory anymore, when you can't really, like, yeah, I remember that happened, but oh man, what did he say? I cannot, he said something about, and we kind of just have these vague recollections of what happened. And we may, it still may be a not fun memory, because maybe it was a big fight you got in with a boyfriend or something, and he said something hurtful. Well, the memory is never going to be pleasant of the fight, but you're not going to remember word for word what was said, especially at those hurtful times, and you're not going to remember the exact room you were in. And maybe if you think long and hard, you can come up with it, but if it's just not accessible like it used to be. So if any memories are accessible, write them down, because there's something that has not, some charge that has not been released. And sometimes we just can't even, you can't even really remember at all what you're talking about. It seems really strange, and that's one of the reasons I mentioned in the beginning, is you really want to write down the strength of the memory when you start, because it will just kind of dissipate, and you forgot how important it was to you when, before you did the tapping to clear it. So yeah, don't worry, and they can be really strange memories, like that you don't think should have anything to do with your issues now. But if you can remember them, if they're easily remembered, and there's any kind of negative connotation or any kind of interpretation that you could spin on it that would mean something bad, then definitely you want to write it down and see if you need to tap on it. Now, I'm not saying you, if you remember something from when you were a kid and you were out riding bikes and you saw a dog and, you know, just a random memory, just because you remember it doesn't mean it's a bad memory. But if there's any kind of negative charge to it and you remember it, then you do, then you, it's just so much easier for you if you clear that memory. And it will start to just create more space for all the good things that you're doing with this course. It'll just, as you release those negative memories, you'll just have all kinds of empty space that you can fill with your positive thoughts. So, and what else was I going to say? Oh, don't be embarrassed. That was another thing I was going to say. I got an email from someone that was like, I don't know if I can share these memories. And I understand that some of them may be private and you don't want to share. And that's totally fine. And but if you, like, I'm embarrassed that this even matters or this made any impression on me, because when I say it out loud, it sounds stupid. No, it doesn't sound stupid. It just sounds like it was a big deal at the time, and it really hurt you then, and you didn't have any way of clearing it back then, so you just held on to it because you didn't know what else to do with it. You're just like, well, I can't put it down. I don't know how to put it down, so I'm just going to hold on to it for the rest of my life, and now I'm sharing with you ways that you can put it down. So it's not crazy. It's not embarrassing that, you know, the 13-year-old boy next door said you run like a girl, and that really hurt your feelings, and you don't want anyone to watch you run anymore. That's, and you're like, but what, he's a 13-year-old boy, and I couldn't stand him anyway. It doesn't matter. You're not crazy. It's actually kind of cute, you know, these little memories that we take on and we carry around with us. So don't feel embarrassed or weak or any kind of thing because you've taken on these memories at all. So I just want to make this a completely safe experience for you. Now, that being said, you may end up in tears because sometimes these memories are with really close loved ones and it was really, really painful, okay? And going back through them, you may feel that pain. And the one I would suggest at that time, if that happens, just stop where you are and just start tapping and name that emotion of whatever it is that you're feeling. So if it's sadness, and that's why you're crying, or anger, those are probably two of the most common ones, regret, guilt, embarrassment, shame. Stop doing the memory process and just tap this embarrassment, this sadness, whatever the name of the emotion is, and just tap and tap and tap on that one emotion until you feel calm again. And then you can jump back into the memory. But don't keep pushing for it through the tears, like, I'm going to tough this out. That's not the point of the exercise. The exercise is to release the emotion. So you definitely want to be slow and methodical about it and not try to push ahead to thinking, if I just get through it, it's all going to work out. So I think that kind of covers, hopefully that encourages you to explore all your memories, to feel safe to do it, that it's okay to have whatever memories you have, and, you know, not to ram through it and cause yourself extra stress or emotions, but that it's okay to feel those emotions. And even if it's something that happened when you were 4, if you need to cry about it now, you go right ahead. That's fine. So do we have any questions? You can hit *2 if you have any questions on that. Otherwise, I just want to jump into memories because I know that the one that Debbie told me she wanted to work on, it's perfect for this exercise. And so we're going to start with her. And then, if we continue with her, that's great too. If someone else has a memory they want to clear, let me just check the question and answer box again. Okay, nothing there. Okay, so Debbie, I am going to take you off mute.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi.
I feel like I know you.
Yeah, I know.
You've been writing so many emails. Debbie writes great emails, so they're always and they're always insightful and useful for me too, because it's always good to peer into your minds and know what's going on, especially if you're not, you know, I talked to some of you on the call, and for those of you that either have to listen to the recording or are on the streaming, you know, I don't get as much feedback, so I do appreciate it. So Debbie, are you ready to tap on this first grade memory?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, I know you said you've been doing some other work on it. You've been journaling about it, so it's probably not as intense as you as it was, but what where would you say it is now? Just on the, and you can include, just FYI, you can include the emotions of the frustration that it's affected you for so many years. Like the, you know, maybe you have the intensity about the actual event, and it's, and then you can have intensity about its aftermath. Even if at the time it didn't seem like there was aftermath, but looking back and you're like, oh, I can't believe that, you know, could have affected me for so many years. So you can include all of those emotions wrapped up into your number.
Okay, because when you first asked about the number, I was going to say maybe a 7, but if you include later and even some recent events that I'm noticing are a, of a similar pattern in a way in my reaction, then I would say more like a 9.
Okay, all right. So if you want, can you just tell everyone what's the name? I asked everyone, you know, when you do a memory to give it a name. So what name are you going to give your, and I'm going to walk you through the memory so you're all going to get to hear it, but what's the title of this memory?
Well, what I wrote in the email is when my best friend from first grade broke her promise and abandoned our friendship.
Okay.
So
all
I don't
right.
know if
that is a great
long.
Title.
We can shorten
no,
it.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't need to be, you know, read at the Oscars, so it doesn't need to be
okay.
a short title. It doesn't need to be. It's just something that you can connect with, and you have a specific memory in you know, in mind. So if you said, well, she did X, and she did Y, and she did Z, and then back here she did A, and B, and C, well, that's a whole, you know, category, and it's not a specific memory. But you, in the email, you told me about a specific thing, incident that happened, and even though there's a couple parts to it, it was still a specific event in time, as opposed to just a general pattern. Though, so that's why I want to, you know, just remind everyone, when you're tapping on memories, you tap on a specific title. And we did tap with Donna, I remember, in week 2 about, you know, her event when she was accused of cheating, and that's another example. It was a very specific moment in time. So you said it was a 7 on the actual event, and it's a 9 now when you realize everything else that it impacted.
Yeah, I would
okay.
say so. I have trouble sort of getting into the rating and the numbers because I'm not always feeling the emotion while I'm talking about it. But yeah, that's kind of what I would say.
Okay, and again, you know, the numbers are not. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a gauge. So as long as you can kind of tune into the same type of energy, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a 7 and it goes down to, you know, it goes down 50%, or it's an 8 and goes down 50%. It doesn't really matter as long as you're on the same rating scale. So we'll just use the numbers that you have, a 7 and then 7/9.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to write those both down just because we as we tap on this, and when we see what the numbers are, it may end up that the actual event itself goes down to, you know, 1 or 2, but you're still really wound up in what happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in that case, that gives us an idea of what direction to go to. But it might clear both of them at the same time equally, in which case, you know, we don't need to do the extra tapping on the aftermath. But so. So starting out, I just want you to tap on the side of your hand, or if you have another point that's your favorite point, I want you to just tell us what happened. And if at any time in the memory you start to feel any level, rays of intensity, if it starts to spike, I want you to say, okay, that really hit me, or make some sort of indication, and then we're going to stop, because I don't want you to have to go into that super emotional state.
Okay. Okay, so I should start?
Yep, start and tap while you say it.
Okay, so when I was a little girl, my family lived in New York, and I started a new school where I quickly made a best friend in first grade, and we were pretty much inseparable for that whole year. And I think she was sort of the one who was leading the idea of being best friends. I don't think I even had a concept of what that meant yet. So it was kind of her idea. And at the end of that year, my family moved away to Boston, and it was really sad. We wanted to stay best friends. And for the first year or so, I don't remember exactly, but we wrote each other letters by snail mail in those days. And then at some point, maybe about a year later, my family was in New York for something, some family event, and they dropped me off at her house or her family's apartment for the afternoon to play. And it was really fun. It was as though no time had passed. I just remember just having such a great time and feeling so happy. And sometime that afternoon, we were sitting in her room on the floor, and we were talking about things, and she said that it was her birthday coming up, and she really wanted to invite me to her birthday party because I was her best friend, but her mother said she couldn't invite me because I lived too far away or something like that. And as you know, we were little children, but we were just saying, yeah, of course, I should come to your birthday party. You should invite me because I'm your best friend, da-da-da-da-da. And we had this whole conversation about it and then continued playing. My parents picked me up. We went back to Boston. I waited for either her invitation to her birthday party or a letter or something, and it never came. And I definitely sent her a letter or two, maybe three, and I never heard back from her ever after that. And I remember being, really sort of shocked and sad and even ashamed, because I guess this was my first experience with what felt like betrayal, and I didn't even really know what to make of it exactly. I'm not sure if I even told anyone about it at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was, so you were like 6 and 7, basically.
Yeah, I was 6 when we were in New York, and this must have been, I was 7 or 8 by the time this happened, that she stopped communicating with me.
The final.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 8.
So when you think about, first of all, was there any, and this doesn't necessarily spike, but was there any specific areas of when you were telling us the story that felt a little stronger than others?
Yeah, when I got to the part about having felt betrayed. Yeah.
Okay.
It really brought up the emotions again, which I was surprised about, because as I said, I've thought about this story now, like, for a while, so. Yeah.
Okay. So let's start there. And how high, on a level of 0 to 10, how intense is that feeling of betrayal?
I would say about an 8 or a 9.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So let's start with some tapping there. Now, so normally if you're tapping on your own and you're tapping with memories, which is a little different than me leading you through, I would suggest, first of all, that you would tell that story again and say it with even in more detail, okay? Mm-hmm. So even, you know, you could be like, we were in her room, and it was pink, and, you know, it was June, and I remember this, and I remember we were playing dolls, and, you know, anything that you can say, and then she said this, and that made me feel good, because I loved it that she still remembered us as best friends, even though I'd been gone so long, and, you know, as much detail as you can. And then when you get to that point where you have that little spike about the betrayal, then you would stop and say, this feeling of betrayal, and tap through the sequence on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to go back and you tell the whole story again. You tell it, you know, and I'm going to, if I can remember, have you tell us the story again at the end and see how it feels. And then what you can do is just do regular, you know, if you want, and that's what I'm going to lead you through now, is some tapping on reframing what that might feel like. And you can add in some more information that you have from an adult perspective, but also validating how you felt as a little girl. That's super important to validate yourself as that person experiencing the memory. So so let's start tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I felt, and what's her name?
Michal. M-I-C-H-A-L. It's like a Hebrew name, but it's kind of like...
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
Okay, all right.
You can't pronounce it,
okay.
You can say...
I'll call that girl, that mean girl.
Yeah, that's
okay, so even though I felt betrayed by Michal, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I felt betrayed by Michal, I completely and deeply love and accept myself.
Good. Even though she betrayed me, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though she betrayed me, I completely and deeply love and accept myself. By the way, there's no one with that name on this webinar. Is
no.
Okay.
No. And I don't think it's going to get to her. But it actually would be cute. I mean, imagine if you were Debbie and then Michal's on the webinar talking about how Debbie did, and you'd be like, oh, my God, that was me. I'm so sorry. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so once more, even though I felt betrayed by Michal, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I felt betrayed by Michal, I completely love and accept myself.
Good. Okay, so tapping through the points. This betrayal. I forget. It's not with regular clients, I don't say the points, and when I'm on this call, I do say the points. So, mm-hmm. Side of your eye, she betrayed me.
She betrayed me.
Under your eye, that's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Under your nose. She abandoned our friendship.
She abandoned our friendship.
Chin, and I felt betrayed.
And I felt betrayed.
Collarbone, and that was such a weird feeling for me.
That was such a weird feeling for me.
Under your arm, here she wrote me into being best friends.
Here she wrote me into being best friends.
Top of your head, and I really loved it.
And I really loved it.
Eyebrow, then she yanked the rug out from under my feet.
Then she yanked the rug out from under my feet.
Side of your eye, and she abandoned me.
And she abandoned me.
Under your eye. She betrayed our friendship.
She betrayed our friendship.
Under your nose. And I didn't know how to handle it.
And I didn't know how to handle it.
Chin, I was just a little girl.
I was just a little girl.
Collarbone. And these were all new experiences for me.
And these were all new experiences for me.
Under your arm. And I knew I needed to learn from it.
And I knew I needed to learn from it.
Top of your head. And I knew I needed to protect myself from it happening again.
And I knew I needed to protect myself from it happening again.
Eyebrow. And I know I didn't have all of the facts.
And I know I didn't have all of the facts.
Side of your eye. And there could be 1,000 explanations.
And there could be 1,000 explanations.
Under your eye. But as a little girl, I didn't know that.
As a little girl, I didn't know that.
Under your nose. It felt like she made a choice to not see me ever again.
It felt like she made a choice to not see me ever again.
Chin. And so I learned from that lesson.
And so I learned from that lesson.
Collarbone. I learned when you get close to people, they might just leave you.
I learned that when you get close to people, they might just leave you.
Under your arm. And I should always be on alert for that.
And I should always be on alert for that.
Top of your head, so that I don't get in as much pain.
So that I don't get in as much pain.
Eyebrow, and so that I don't feel as betrayed.
So that I don't feel as betrayed.
Side of your eye, because that really hurt.
Because that really hurt.
Under your eye, felt like something was wrong with me.
Felt like something was wrong with me.
Under your nose, that I wasn't important enough.
That I wasn't important enough.
Chin, that me and my friend, she didn't value me and my friendship.
That she didn't value me and my friendship.
Collarbone, there were more important things in her life.
There were more important things in her life.
Under your arm, and I was disposable.
And I was disposable.
Top of your head, of course that hurt.
Of course that hurt.
Eyebrow, and I had no one to tell me what happened.
And I had no one to tell me what happened.
Side of your eye, I just took it at face value.
I just took it at face value.
Under your eye, I didn't have anyone I could talk to about it.
I didn't have anyone I could talk to about it.
Under your nose, and I had to put a 7 or 8 year old's interpretation on it.
And I had to put a 7 or 8 year old's interpretation on it.
Chin, and store that, hold on to it.
And store that and hold on to it.
Collarbone, because I had to learn how to protect myself from negative pain.
Because I had to learn how to protect myself from negative pain.
Under your arm, my survival depended on it.
My survival depended on it.
Top of your head, I'm pretty proud of that little girl.
I'm pretty proud of that little girl.
eyebrows. She did her best to protect me.
She did her best to protect me.
Side of your eye. She really tried her hardest to make life easier for me.
She really tried her hardest to make life easy for me. Easier for me.
Under your eye. She did what she thought was best.
She did what she thought was best.
Under your nose. And I'm glad that she cared that much.
And I'm glad that she cared that much.
Chen, I'm glad she was always trying to learn.
I'm glad she was always trying to learn.
Collarbone. And in fact, that's one of the things I appreciate about myself now.
In fact, that's one of the things I appreciate about myself now.
Under your arm. I'm always trying to learn.
I'm always trying to learn.
Top of your head. And I was the same way when I was 7 or 8.
And I was the same way when I was 7 or 8.
Eyebrow, and I wish I could comfort that little girl.
And I wish I could comfort that little girl.
Side of your eye, and let her know it doesn't feel so great.
And let her know it doesn't feel that great.
Under your eye, when someone you love disappears from your life.
When someone you love disappears from your life.
Under your nose, no matter what the reason was.
No matter what the reason was.
Chin, it always hurts.
It always hurts.
Collarbone. And it's okay to feel that pain.
And it's okay to feel that pain.
Under your arm. And it will probably happen again.
And it will probably happen again.
Top of your head. Maybe not as abruptly.
Maybe not as abruptly.
Eyebrow. But people we love can never stay in our lives forever.
But people we love can never stay in our lives forever.
Side of your eye. There's always something that will happen.
There's always something that will happen.
Under your eye, either by choice or not by choice.
Either by choice or not by choice.
Under your nose. And we have to let them go.
And we have to let them go.
Chin. And that's a part of living life as a human.
And that's a part of living life as a human.
Collarbone. And it's so okay to feel hurt.
And it's so okay to feel hurt.
Under your arm and to feel that pain.
And to feel that pain.
Top of your head. And it's still so worthwhile to let other people into our lives.
And it's still so worthwhile to let other people into our lives.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, so let's see how you're doing on your level. Just thinking about the memory, I felt like I needed to go more into the betrayal aspect of it, but just thinking about the memory itself, what number are you on that memory?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to put a number on. Maybe a 5.
5,
okay.
And then the combined aftermath part of it. Or is that what you just
Yeah, said? I feel like I'm making up a number. That session definitely got me a little weepy. Like, it definitely got me into it. But maybe a 7 or, yeah, 6.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard because I'm not really
okay.
experiencing
yeah.
all the other memories right now. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll call it a 5/7. So it was a 7/9, now it's a 5/7. Okay, now for some reason I just felt like I needed to go in the betrayal direction. I want to actually to get into the event itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did there is we did more of the interpretation. We tapped mm-hmm. in more on the interpretation and feeling and letting it be okay to feel that. And
yeah.
Now I want to tap on just the actual memory, and they're both super important. You know, it doesn't really matter which one you go. Typically, I would do the memory first and then
mm-hmm.
go into the interpretation. And we did a little bit of the memory, but for some reason, it just didn't felt like I didn't want to do that, so I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing. You can do it either way, either direction, and if one way if it just feels right, then go with that way first.
No, I think your intuition was good on that. I think the interpretation was where it really hit me more, because the memory itself, as I've told you, I've kind of, you know, I've thought about it enough that I'm like, oh, you know, she was a little kid, who knows what happens, but the how it's played out in later situations, it definitely got to me. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but let's do the memory again with the tapping, just to combine it with what you've already been doing. So even though, let's see, I guess we'll just start out the same thing. Even though she abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
So on the side of the eye again or on the hand?
Oh, it's side of your hand. Sorry, this is the...
Oh, side of your hand. Okay. So sorry, say that again. Even though
she abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though she abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though it felt like she abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though it felt like she abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though Mihal abandoned our friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though Mihal abandoned my friendship, I completely love and accept myself.
Okay, good. So tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard from her again.
I never heard from her again.
Side of your eye. We were having so much fun at her house.
We were having so much fun at her house.
Under your eye. We were so on the same wavelength.
We were so on the same wavelength.
Under your nose. We really were best friends.
We really were best friends.
Chin, we got along so well.
We got along so well.
Collarbone, we had so much fun playing.
We had so much fun playing.
On your arm, I am so grateful that I got to experience that.
I am so grateful that I got to experience that.
Top of your head, I didn't even know what a best friend was.
I didn't even know what a best friend was.
Eyebrow, but I learned how inseparable I could be with someone else.
But I learned how inseparable I could be with someone else.
Side of your eye, I learned how much fun it could be to be so connected to someone else.
I learned how much fun it could be to be so connected to someone else.
Under your eye, I learned that I was capable of being that connected with someone else.
I learned that I was capable of being that connected with someone else.
Under your nose, I learned that I really enjoyed it.
I learned that I really enjoyed it.
Chin, I learned that someone else would want to be that connected to me.
I learned that someone else would want to be that connected to me.
Collarbone, that feels really good.
That felt really good.
On your arm, I am capable of very close relationships.
I am capable of very close relationships.
Top of your head, ever since I was a little girl.
Ever since I was a little girl.
Eyebrow, and I love that she gave me that.
And I love that she gave me that.
Side of your eye, I recognize I didn't even know it was really possible.
I recognize I didn't even know it was really possible.
Under your eye, but she saw that in me and brought us together.
But she saw that in me and brought us together.
Under your nose, and I'm so grateful for the role Mihal played in my life.
And I'm so grateful for the role Mihal played in my life.
Chin, I'm grateful for her friendship.
I'm grateful for her friendship.
And it sucks that she abandoned it.
And it sucks that she abandoned this.
Under your arm. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Top of your head. We were having so much fun together.
We were having so much fun together.
Eyebrow. And then I just never heard from her again.
And then I just never heard from her again.
Sadie Ra, I really wanted that invitation.
I really wanted that invitation.
Side of your head, I wanted to go to the party.
I wanted to go to the party.
Under your nose, but even if I couldn't go, I wanted to be invited.
But even if I couldn't go, I wanted to be invited.
Chin, and I know she wanted me to be there.
And I know she wanted me to be there.
Collarbone, little girls can't fake that.
Little girls can't fake that.
Under your arm. She totally wanted me to be there.
She totally wanted me to be there.
Top of your head. And then something happened.
And then something happened.
Eyebrow. And I have no idea what that was.
And I have no idea what that was.
Side of your eye. One thing I do know is that it was nothing I did.
One thing I do know is that it was nothing I did.
Under your eye, that it was in no way my fault.
That it was in no way my fault.
Under your nose, I was a great friend to her.
I was a great friend to her.
Chin. And actually, I was the one that left.
And actually, I was the one that left.
Collarbone, I wonder if that hurt her.
I wonder if that hurt her.
Under your arm. I didn't have any choice in the matter.
I didn't have any choice in the matter.
Top of your head. But 6-year-olds don't always understand logic.
But 6-year-olds don't always understand logic.
Eyebrow. I bet she really missed me.
I bet she really missed me.
Side of your head. And she probably felt a little abandoned, too. Say under your eye. And I'm grateful that we stayed connected for as long as we did. Under your nose. That's a super long time in child years. Jen, we obviously had a very strong friendship. Collarbone. And I know that she didn't stop loving me. Under her arm, but something out of her control happened. Top of your head. Just like something out of my control happened. Eyebrow, and that's what happens when you're little girls. Side of your head. Side of your eye. So I forgive her. Under your eye. I choose to focus on how grateful I am for her friendship. Under your nose. And how she showed me how lovable I am. Chin, that's what I choose to take away from my relationship with Mikhail. Collarbone, it came with some pain. Under your arm, but I do love knowing that I'm that lovable. Okay, take a deep breath.
Okay,
and let's re-rate. If you think about when Mikhail abandoned our friendship, what number comes up for you on the memory itself?
Maybe a 4. 3 or 4.
Okay. And then the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe 6 or 7 or okay. 5 or 6, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll call that a 6.
Really
you give me 3 numbers. Okay, we'll just call those. It came down. So
yeah,
that's the important thing. It's gotten a little softer. Okay.
Yeah.
So now what I would like to do is incorporate where do you feel it in your body.
Mm.
Okay, so we've done that already with some other tapping before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've
and
never tried
I'd like
that
to
one. Yeah.
You haven't tried that yourself?
Tried that one. Yeah, no.
Okay. So if you think about just imagine yourself in Boston realizing she's not going to write me back.
Mhm.
Where do you feel that sucker punch?
Maybe in my stomach.
Okay, so is it high stomach or low stomach? Do you actually literally mean your stomach organ?
No. Maybe my high stomach and my shoulders.
Okay, so the high stomach, like your solar plexus area, that often has to do with your identity, your self-identity. So there's probably some, this is who, I'm this person now. I'm the person who people, I can't count on people. They might just disappear.
Hmm.
So there can be some needing to let go of that belief. And then the shoulders generally have to do with responsibility. So I'm not sure where that comes in. Does that make any sense to you where responsibility could link?
I don't know. I think I'm mentioning those places because that's where my body tends to hold tension. I'm not sure that's exactly
Do you feel like you generally have a lot of responsibility or burden?
Not maybe, not just for myself, not really.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, so it's a very general term, so yes, in some cases, but yeah.
Okay. So, and yeah, I mean, you can say, oh, I'm responsible for the, you know, I'm the president, I'm responsible for the free world.
Responsible for the guilt of something happening. Yeah, maybe I do carry that a lot with me, even if unintentionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's start with the feeling in the solar plexus. So you said it's kind of like high stomach. So is it like where your ribs like start to separate? Is it in the middle? Is it over to one side? Or
yeah, I think. I mean, I have, like, digestive issues, so I get my anxiety over there. So I think that's just why I'm mentioning that. So it's more, internal and digestive organs, but, like acid reflux area. But I'm not sure if
that's
just general.
If you're not sure, just kind of guess. You know, we're just going to kind of – we're in the right area, and we're just going to make something up. Okay, so – and this is actually a technique that some people teach, and actually the founder of EFT teaches. If you can't come up, if you don't know, if you're like, I just don't know, you just make something up and tap on it as if it were true.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's going to be related. You're just going to kind of use it as a surrogate for what really it is. So if you're not like, I don't exactly sure where it is, that's okay. Let's just pick a spot and go with that. So where are you going to pick?
So let's do this sort of chest, upper stomach, chest area.
Okay. All right. And then how big does it feel? Like size of a walnut, a golf ball, a tennis ball, baseball, softball, watermelon?
Watermelon, like covering the whole chest.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So it's pretty big. And is it oblong like a watermelon or is it round?
Oblong.
Okay. And is it solid or hollow?
It's solid but soft and squishy.
Okay. Is the whole thing soft and squishy or just the inside soft? Is it like hard with soft and squishy inside like a watermelon or is it the whole thing kind of spongy?
The whole thing's kind
of
spongy.
Like a Nerf ball.
Yeah, like a Nerf ball.
Okay, so you've got this like watermelon-sized Nerf ball of this abandonment. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to tap on. Oh, and what color is it? You had to pick one. Just what's the first color that comes to your head?
Yellow.
Okay. So we're going to start out tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I have this yellow watermelon-sized Nerf ball in my chest. I completely love and accept myself. Even though my abandonment feels like a yellow watermelon-sized Nerf ball in my chest.
Even though this abandonment feels like a yellow watermelon-sized Nerf ball in my chest.
I completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm carrying this yellow Nerf or watermelon-sized Nerf ball of abandonment in my chest.
Even though I'm carrying this yellow watermelon-sized Nerf ball of abandonment in my chest.
I completely love and accept myself. Okay, good. So now we're going to tap through the points, starting with the eyebrow. This Nerf ball. Side of your eye, this yellow Nerf ball of abandonment. Under your eye, this yellow Nerf ball of abandonment in my chest. Under your nose, that was a foundation for my relationship with Michal. Chin, it all kind of started there. Or collarbone. I know I've added to it since then. under your arm, but the core is what happened with Michal.
But the core, I think, is what happened with Michal.
Top of your head. That's the first real memory of abandonment I have.
That's the first real memory of abandonment I have.
Eyebrow. And I've added to that core.
I've added to that core.
Side of your eye. Whenever I found proof that I could be abandoned.
Whenever I found proof that I could be abandoned.
Under your eye, when there was a possibility of abandonment.
When there was possibility of abandonment.
Under your nose. I added it on to my Nerf ball.
I added it on to my Nerf ball.
Chin. I added all of my possibility and potential abandonments onto my Nerf ball.
I added all of the possibility of abandonments onto my Nerf ball.
Collarbone. Sometimes I preemptively abandoned other people.
Sometimes I may have instinctively abandoned other people.
I said preemptively, but...
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I preemptively abandon other people.
On your arm, or made it very easy for them to abandon me.
Or made it very easy for them to abandon me.
Top of your head, because I knew it was coming and I wanted to get it over with.
Because I knew it was coming and I wanted to get it over with.
Eyebrow. So I may have even sabotaged some relationships. Side of your eye, because I just wanted to get the pain out of the way. Under your eye, because in my experience, it always happened. No, maybe not so completely as it did with Michal. Chin, but I learned how to relate many different actions to abandonment. Collarbone, and lump them all together. Under your arm and carry them as part of my Nerf ball. And, you know, I'm sorry, for those of you who don't know what a Nerf ball is, it's like a spongy, because we have people outside the United States, a spongy ball. That's it. Yeah. Just very spongy. Top of your head. And it makes total sense that I've been carrying this around. Eyebrow. And I'm also open to the possibility of letting it go. Side of your eye. And open to the possibility that not every relationship ends in abandonment. Under your eye, that it can be okay for people to leave. Under your nose, and it's not necessarily an abandonment or a betrayal. Chin, it could just be the time for them to move on, or me to move on. Collarbone, and that all of our life is fluid. Under your arm, and eventually I'm going to abandon everyone by dying. Top of your head, and that's completely okay. Eyebrow, abandonment is not necessarily a bad thing. Side of your eye, it's a natural order of life. Under your eye, we move away from our parents' homes. Under your nose, our children move away from our homes. Chin, parents die. Collarbone, we die. Under your arm, our pets die. Top of your head, moving on is a natural flow of life. Eyebrow. And so I recognize that other people may need to move on. side of your eye, and maybe I need to move on sometimes.
And maybe I need to move on sometimes.
Under your eye, and that doesn't mean I'm being betrayed.
And that doesn't mean I'm being betrayed.
Under your nose. Sometimes it might mean that.
Sometimes it might mean that.
Chin, sometimes there are people that say they're going to do one thing and do something else.
Sometimes there are people that say they're going to do one thing and then do something else.
Collarbone, but that's their choice.
But that's their choice.
Side of your head. And I let them make their own choices. Or side under your arm, I think.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. And I let them make their own choices.
Top of your head. And I allow myself to feel any pain.
And I allow myself to feel any pain.
Eyebrow, and I allow myself to heal and move on.
And I allow myself to heal and move on.
Side of your eye, knowing it's just all part of the fluidity of life.
Knowing that it's just all part of the fluidity of life.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, now check in with that Nerf ball. Is it changed in location or size or consistency or color?
Yeah, I think it's shrunk a little bit. Now it's just more in the center of my chest.
Okay.
But it's not taking up the whole chest anymore.
Okay, so it's more like a cantaloupe kind of thing?
No, more like a like a banana.
A banana, okay. You got a yellow. Is it still yellow?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay, my subconscious.
Okay, so the yellow Nerf, is it a Nerf banana or is it a regular banana?
Yeah, it's a Nerf
banana. Okay. Okay, all right. So I want to do one more tapping on the feeling in your chest. So just for everyone listening, you can see how when we do this, where do I feel it in my body? It's so random and it sounds so bizarre and it can be funny. But the way you measure, you can do a number, but I like to just see how it changes. And if it is morphing into other things, then you're on the right track. Now, if she came back and said, nope, it's still a yellow Nerf watermelon right in the same spot, then I would know that, okay, we did not go down the right track on that one. We need to figure out what really is the main issue. But since it changed into a banana, that tells me that we did clear some things that were an important part of it. Now, was there anything particularly during that tapping that brought up a more intense reaction to you, anything that I said?
When you were talking about abandonment and betrayal in general. I mean, it brought up in a way good feelings when you said, when you were describing how not everyone leaving is always an abandonment or betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was strong feelings associated with sort of later events in life.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I have a idea on that. So let's go, let's start again. So tapping on the side of your head and... Even though I still have a yellow Nerf banana in my chest of abandonment.
Even though I still have a yellow, but what was it, a yellow banana Nerf ball my chest?
A Nerf banana. Yeah, I called it a
Nerf.
Even though
I still have a Nerf, even though I still have a Nerf banana inside my chest.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
Even though abandonment and betrayal are still big emotions for me, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though abandonment and betrayal are still big emotions for me, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have this yellow banana of abandonment in my chest.
Even though I have this yellow banana of abandonment in my chest.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
Good. Okay, so tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow, this yellow Nerf banana.
This yellow Nerf banana.
Side of your eye. This is a pretty important topic for me.
This is a pretty important topic for me.
Under your eye. It's a pretty big deal.
It's a pretty big deal.
No, it's been a theme in my life.
It's been a theme in my life.
10, and I've always been able to identify cases of abandonment and betrayal.
And I've always been able to identify cases of abandonment and betrayal.
Collarbone. Some are worse than others.
Some are worse than others.
Under your arm. And they really trigger me.
And they really trigger me.
Top of your head. Because it's hard for me to let people go.
Because it's hard for me to let people go.
Eyebrow. I want people to stay in my life forever.
I want people to stay in my life forever.
Side of your eye. And acting the same way that I want them to act.
And acting the same way that I want them to act.
Side of, under your eye. And when they need to move on.
And when they need to move on.
Under your nose. It feels really personal to me.
It feels really personal to me.
Chin. It feels like I'm a big part of the reason why they're moving on.
It feels like I'm a big part of the reason why they're moving on.
Collarbone. And it may feel like that to them, too.
And it may feel like that to them, too.
Under your arm. Or it may be their path.
Or it may just be their path.
Top of your head. And I was meant to be on the path with them for a while.
And I was meant to be on the path with them for a while.
Eyebrow. And bring to them what I brought to them.
And bring to them what I brought to them.
Side of your eye. And they were meant to bring what they brought to me.
And they were meant to bring what they brought to me.
Under your eye. And then our paths diverged.
And then our paths diverged.
Under your nose. And then I'm open to meeting other people.
And then I'm open to meeting other people.
Chin, I wonder if I could start to soften my judgment of abandonment and betrayal.
I wonder if I could start to soften my judgment of abandonment and betrayal.
Collarbone, stop judging it as a bad thing.
Stop judging it as a bad thing.
Under your arm. I'm still allowed to recognize it.
I'm still allowed to recognize it.
Top of your head. But what if I could just be neutral about it?
But what if I could just be neutral about it?
Eyebrow. It doesn't mean I can't grieve when someone goes away.
It doesn't mean I can't grieve when someone goes away.
Side of your eye, or when someone lets me down.
Or when someone lets me down.
Under your eye. In fact, that's a very good thing to do.
In fact, that's a very good thing to do.
Under your nose. To process all of the feelings that I have.
To process all of the feelings that I have.
Chin. And then let them move on.
And then let them move on.
Collarbone. And look forward to the next person who's going to join my path.
And look forward to the next person who's going to join my path.
Under your arm, who's going to be part of my adventure.
Who's going to be part of my adventure.
Top of your head, and be able to remember almost everybody fondly.
And be able to remember almost everybody fondly.
I bow for the good that they brought me in my life.
For the good that they brought me in my life.
Side of your eye, like Mikhail teaching me how lovable I was.
Like Mikhail teaching me how lovable I was.
Under your eye. I wonder if I could re-remember the other people in my life that way.
I wonder if I could re-remember the other people in my life that way.
Nose. And whenever I think about them and maybe start to get triggered.
And whenever I think about them and start to get triggered.
Chin, I can refocus on the good they brought me.
I can refocus on the good they brought me.
Collarbone, even if it's just a really great lesson learned.
Even if it's just a really great lesson learned.
And your arm. It could even be a lesson that I knew they were trouble when I met them.
It could even be a lesson that I knew they were trouble when I met them.
Top of your head. And that my gut instinct is very strong.
And my gut instinct. And that my gut instinct is very strong.
Eyebrow. And that person helped me prove it.
And that person helped me prove it.
Side of your eye. There's all kinds of wonderful lessons we learn from everyone.
There's all kinds of wonderful lessons we learn from everyone.
Under your eye, no matter how long they're with us.
No matter how long they're with us.
Under your nose, I choose to be comfortable with abandonment and betrayal.
I choose to be comfortable with abandonment and betrayal.
Collarbone. I choose to be surprisingly okay with being abandoned.
I choose to be surprisingly okay with being abandoned.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now just think about the memory in general with Mihail. She abandoned you.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to keep staying friends, you know, writing a few letters a year, seeing each other once in a while, and it stopped. How does that memory feel?
Yeah, maybe it's down to a 3.
Okay, good. And then what about the total overall abandonment betrayal theme?
Yeah, I think that's down to like a 5 or a 6. I feel like it's still something I have to work on, but yeah.
Okay. So there's obviously going to be other memories involved, right, with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just the one time it happened. So you're going to want to tap on those other memories that contribute to that particular theme in your life. And that's a really good theme to tap on for everyone listening, because abandonment and betrayal, especially when you're young, but if you learn that lesson when you're young, it can affect you forever, is proof that you're not lovable. If you were good enough, those people would have stuck around. That's what we tell ourselves. It's totally not true, but that's what we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so any kind of what we see as a rejection is always, we think it's always about us and our qualities not being enough, when that's like 1% of what happened. It was 99% the other person. Now, sometimes you can really piss someone off and they stop coming around, but that it's more about what they value, and it's just everything, what's going on in their life and what they value. So I would highly recommend just making a list of specific memories, just like we did today, surrounding abandonment and betrayal, and then just tap through them each individually.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will, you know, and you won't have to do them all, but you just start with them, you know, this was a big one because it was the first. I'm sure there's a couple other really big ones. And see what you can focus on of what they gave to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you need to go back and be friends with them or, you know, reopen old wounds or anything like that. It's just to kind of let them go, basically. You're letting go the tie that you have to them through the negative emotions, remembering them fondly, and then letting them off, you know, release, cutting the cord, basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Amy. That was really great.
Good. And can you see how the tapping just adds a little something more than just journaling? And I'm not saying anything bad about journaling, because I think journaling is great also. But it can just add a little something else.
Yeah, definitely saying it out loud. Definitely saying it out loud helps, and definitely with the guiding. With the guiding, it's even better. It's hard to come up with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It totally is. I know. It's so much fun when I when I tap with someone else. I love being guided mm-hmm. by someone else who knows how to guide.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, and then the other, and I think I've talked about this before, but I feel like this could be applicable in your situation, especially with the more adult memories.
Yeah.
Typically, there are reasons we're angry. You know, they did do things that were not fair or not right. Anyone would agree, you know, that's not okay to act that way.
Yeah.
So I like, in that situation, I think, like, walking around a house when no one else is there and saying out loud, like, and that was not fair that you did this, and you're just tapping the whole time. And you're acting like you can either do it one of two ways. You can be saying it to that person, or you could be saying it to someone else who should agree with you that maybe doesn't. So, or doesn't know the full story. So, like, oftentimes there's like a, you know, say it's a boyfriend or whatever, there's an in-law or a brother or sister that doesn't understand how badly that person treated you. And you kind of want them to know. And it's not fair that no one really realized what you put up with in that relationship. So you can kind of tell that person and rant to that person, or you can rant to the person themselves. Sometimes it just, you maybe said everything to the person themselves, and so it doesn't really feel like anything new when you're saying it to them. So if you say it to this other person, sometimes that helps bring up everything, bring up more things into the person themselves. So that's a fun one, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think it's fun to do. So,
Okay. Cool.
Well, I'm so glad that you could finally join us live.
I'm so glad for the snow.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. Does anyone have any questions? If you can hit star two, and I'm going to check the Q&A once more. No on the Q&A, and no on the star two. Okay. So we're going to call that. Oh, wait. But we do have a question. I'm going to put you back on mute, Debbie.
Okay.
And thanks again.
Thanks so much.
Hi, is this Lindsay?
Yeah, hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. I joined the conversation a little late, so I apologize if you've already talked about this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my question is, do you have any luck when, or have you tried lumping together specific memories that have the same emotion, and then just tapping on, you know, maybe all of these memories that have to do with embarrassment, for example, and kind of treating it as a big memory as a whole and then just tapping on that?
I've heard people, okay, so I'm going to answer this two ways. I don't do it that way. However, I have heard people saying you put that in your bucket. They act like you have a little bucket going around, and they say
like
you pick up that memory. Yeah, and you put it in your bucket, and then you tap on the whole bucket, and they think that works. I personally feel, and I'll just briefly explain it again, and I'm sure you've heard it before because you've been around tapping for a while. We like to use the illustration of the forest and the trees. And you can't tap on a forest. You can't cut down a forest, but you can cut down the individual trees. And as you cut down one tree, it can knock other trees down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel that you can tap on the bucket, and I think you will see some progress, but you're still going to have that memory with you. I don't think it's going to clear the memory. I think
right.
you might get an overall level, say it was embarrassment, all the times I've been embarrassed. I think you might bring down a little bit, you know, maybe one or two. I don't see that you would just clear all of those memories with – I just can't imagine that would happen based on how memories are stored because they all came in at different times and they're stored
right.
in different places and different ways and different layers. So I feel like one thing that could be useful for is if you are so – like there's a memory that you just can't even touch. So
uh-huh.
say there's enormous regret over a memory.
Right.
So this memory's too painful. I can't imagine diving into this memory and tapping on it. So you could tap, even though I have this regret, and you could tap very generally, and then bring down that level, and then get into the memory if it's
okay.
too painful. Are you doing it just because you want to save time, or what's your intent?
Well, I just noticed that I had, you know, maybe like a third of them having to do with shame or embarrassment. And I just was kind of getting, like, overwhelmed with my list, you know?
Okay,
and
yeah.
So I wanted to just kind of try to, like, start to whittle it down. So I did some overall general, you know, like, looking at my list and saying all of these memories and, you know, all this embarrassment. And then I went down and did them one by one. And then... you know, as I was like halfway through those, then the other ones didn't seem as bad. And so I think that's kind of what you're talking about is I took down maybe like, you know, four trees and then the remaining four were already almost on their way down. So I didn't have to tap that much to get all the other memories down to, I mean, like some of them I thought it would be forever to tap on, but I had already tapped on that feeling for other memories, and so it took me a short amount of time to get it to a, you know, a one or zero, or you know, really low. So,
that's a perfect illustration of the point. And I find like for Debbie, I bet when she tackles a couple of her other big abandonment memories, that she'll find the same thing. They won't take as long, and then the ancillary abandonment ones, the ones that aren't that big of a deal that still bother her, will take even less time. So, I that's a good idea. I mean, I did talk about that in the beginning that you might have 100 memories on your list, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But as you tap on one, you will not have to tap on them all. Now, the founders of EFT recommend something called the Personal Peace Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a running notebook you have. And you just keep it and you just add things to the list. Anytime you think of a memory or a judgment or just anything that you feel you need to tap on, you just add it to your list and you rate it when you add it. And then
mm-hmm.
you just forget about it. And then you just keep tapping every day and you just go through them and you'll find as you get to the ones that you wrote down that you're like, oh, I don't even need to tap on that at all because somehow what you did yesterday or the day before or 3 weeks ago ended up clearing that one too. But at least you know the beauty of that is twofold. One, you don't forget anything. So it's like, I got to remember to tap on that. I got to remember to tap on that. That doesn't happen. And so it will get covered eventually. And then secondly, you realize how much progress you're making on a lot of issues that you didn't even realize you were touching when you were doing tapping on something else. So you're like, it doubly encourages you to keep tapping because it's like, oh, this is doing all kinds of things behind the scenes and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Cool. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
It's about tapping in the positive, and this is, for example, like this week we're doing specific people that have upset us in the past, and do you go ahead and then tap, after you've cleared the negative, do you go ahead and tap on maybe something positive about that person or the lesson you learned or anything like that set in the positive?
Yeah, I like to do that. I like to do that. So kind of like with Debbie, we were saying, and, you know, I choose to focus on how lovable, how she taught me I'm very lovable and people want to spend so much time, you know, want to be inseparable with me. But that could be, you know, and how great, I mean, there's no way that a 7 or 8 year old would ever think that, you know, so it's impossible. But wouldn't that be awesome if that was Debbie's takeaway from that event? Then the abandonment, I mean, it's not going to happen. No one will ever do that as a 7-year-old. Like, hey, I'm super lovable. You know, it just isn't our consciousness. But that is a really great takeaway, you know, from her. Because, like, some people never have had a best friend. And you know, they really want that. And here Debbie knows, like, yeah, no, I'm really great at being best friends. So I think it's really good to then focus on the positive. Now, sometimes there's going to be people that you just don't have, like I said, you don't have anything positive about them to focus on, in which case then you can, you know, and I'm so strong that I was able to, you know, to leave that relationship. You know, maybe you divorced a really horrible guy and, you know, was just a total jerk, and you can, you know, maybe there's really nothing you can say good about him, but you could say, and I got to see how strong I was, or something like that. So, yeah,
right.
I totally think reframing it into a positive is always a good way to fill that space that you cleared.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad those are good questions. I'm glad you raised your hand. Okay, well, this was our next to last week. Next week, we're going to be talking about where do we go from here, and actually personal peace procedure is on that list, so you're going to hear about it again, and some other things that you can do, and also answer any questions, and wherever we get to, we get to, and do any tapping on anything people have had, any issues they've had, and if we're not quite sure maybe how to phrase something or what to do, any other last-minute questions. And most of you are going to be in the ongoing monthly coaching, so, you know, we'll have time to keep answering questions, but just come, you know, and email me if you are listening to this on the recording, and I will answer them in the call next week. So great to have everyone. Great call, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Amy.